ಸದಕಮಲಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಂ ವೈಷ್ಣವಾಂಶ ಶ್ರೀರೂಪಾಂ ಸಾಗರ ಜಾತಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ರಘುನಾಥಾನ್ವಿತಂ ತಂ ಸಜೀವಂ ಸಾಧಯಿತಂ ಶಾವಧೂತಂ ಪರಿಜನಾ ಸಹಿತಂ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ದೇವಂ ಶ್ರೀರಾಧಾ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪಾದಂ ಸಹಗನಾ ಲಲಿತಾ ಶ್ರೀ ವಿಶಾಖಾನ್ವಿತಂ ನಮಾಂ ವಿಷ್ಣು ಪಾದಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರಸ್ಥಾಯ ಭೂತಲೆ ಶ್ರೀಮದೇ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮ್ನೆ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸಾರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾಣಿ ಪ್ರಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದಶತಾರಿಣೆ ಪಂಚಾಕಲ್ಪತರುವಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧು ಪೈವ ಚ ಪತಿತಾನಂ ಪಾಪನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ ನಮ ಮಹಾವದನ್ನಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಪ್ರೇಮ ಪ್ರದಾಯತೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣಾಯ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ನಾಮ್ನೇ ಗೌರತಿಷ್ಠೇ ನಮಃ ಹೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕರುಣಾ ಸಿಂಧ ದೀನಮಂದ ಜಗತ್ಪತೆ ಗೋಪೇಶ ಗೋಪಿಕಾಕಂತ ರಾಧಕಂತ ನಮಸ್ತುತೆ ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧವೃಂದಾವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವಿಷಮಾನ ಸುತದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿಪ್ರಿಯ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶಿವಾಚಾರಿ ಗೌರಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ನಾರಾಯಣ ನಮಸ್ಕೃತ ನರಂ ಚೈವ ನರೋತ್ತಮಂ ದೇವೀಂ ಸರಸ್ವತೀಂ ವ್ಯಾಸಂ ತತ ಜಯ ಮುದೀರಯೇ ನಷ್ಟ ಪ್ರಾಯಶೋ ಭದ್ರೇಷು ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಭಾಗವತ ಸೇವಯಾ ಭಗವತಿ ಉತ್ತಮ ಶ್ಲೋಕೇ ಭಕ್ತಿರ್ಭವತಿ ನೈಷ್ಠಿಕಿ Then I have to, Then I should become the translator. Touch camera, Srimad Bhagavat, Chaturtha Skandha, 29 number adhyay, 69 number shlok. ತಕ್ಕೆ ಪಾಠ ಶ್ರವಣ ಕರ್ಮ ಈ ಅಧ್ಯಾಯ ನಾರದ ಓ ರಾಜಾ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ ಗುರಿ ಕಥೋಪಕಥನ ಆಲೋಚನಾ ಕರ ಟುಡೇ ವಿಲ್ ಬಿ ಸ್ಪೀಕಿಂಗ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಶ್ರೀಮದ್ ಭಾಗವತಂ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 4 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 29 ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಬಿಟ್ವೀನ್ ನಾರದ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಾಚೀನ ಬರಿ ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಇಸ್ 69 ಸತ್ತೈಕನಿಷ್ಠೆ ಮನಸಿ ಭಗವತ್ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವವರ್ತಿನಿ ತಮಶ್ಚಂದ್ರಮಸಿಮಿದಂ ಕೂಪರಜ್ಜ ಅಪಭಾಸತೆ ಸತ್ತೈಕನಿಷ್ಠೆ ಮನಸಿ ಭಗವತ್ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವವರ್ತಿನಿ ತಮಶ್ಚಂದ್ರಮಸಿವೇದಂ ಉಪರಚ್ಚ ಅಪಭಾಸತೆ ಸತ್ತೈಕನಿಷ್ಠೆ ಮನಸಿ ಭಗವತ್ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವವರ್ತಿನಿ ತಮಶ್ಚಂದ್ರಮಸಿ ವೇದಂ ಉಪರಚ್ಚ ಅಪಭಾಸತೆ
ಸಾವಿರ
হরে কৃষ্ণ একটা জিনিস আমি বলতে চাই, যখন ভাগবত পাঠ হয় প্রথমে যারা সিনিয়র ভক্তরা রয়েছে তাদেরকে বলতে হয়, প্রথমে প্রভুরা বলে তারপরে মাতাজিরা বলে। তো এটা হচ্ছে প্রভুপাদের শিক্ষা, তো সেটা আমরা ফলো করলে ভালো। প্লিজ রিপিট। In English or Bengali? Translator is missing. So I'll first speak in English, then I'll try to translate into Bengali. Satto eko nishthe. In full Krishna consciousness. Manasi. In a mind, Bhagavad, with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Parsavarini, Vartini, being constantly associated, Tamaha, the dark planet, Chandramasi, in the moon, Eva, light, Idam, this cosmic manifestation, Uparajya, being connected, Abhasate, becomes manifest. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of the full moon. Please repeat. Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state that the devotee can observe the cosmic manifestation exactly as the Supreme Personality of Godhead does. Such observation is not always possible, but it becomes manifest exactly like the dark planet known as Rahu, which is observed in the presence of all of the full moon. কৃষ্ণ ভক্তির অর্থ হচ্ছে এমন এক মানসিক অবস্থা নিয়ে নিরন্তর পরমেশ্বর ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের সঙ্গ করা, যাতে ভগবান যেভাবে জলজগৎকে দর্শন করেন ঠিক সেইভাবে ভক্ত তা দর্শন করতে পারেন। এই প্রকার দর্শন সর্বদা সম্ভব নয়, কিন্তু তা ঠিক তমসাকৃত গ্রহ রাবণ মত, যা কেবল পূর্ণচন্দ্রের উপস্থিতিতেই দেখা যায়। It has been explained in the previous verse that all desires on the mental platform become visible one after another. Sometimes, however, by the supreme will or the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the whole stockpile can be visible all at one time. In Brahma Sanghita, it is said, Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. When a person is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, his stockpile of material desires is minimized. Indeed, the desires no longer fructify in the form of gross body. Instead, that stockpile of desires becomes visible on the mental platform by the grace of the Supreme Personality of God. In this connection, the darkness occurring before the full moon, the lunar eclipse, can be explained as being another planet known as Rahu. According to Vedic astronomy, the Rahu planet, which is not visible, is accepted. Sometimes the Rahu planet is visible in the presence of full moonlight. It then appears that this Rahu planet exists somewhere near the orbit of the moon. The failure of the modern moon excursionist may be due to the Rahu planet. In other words, those who are supposed to be going to the moon may actually be going to this invisible planet Rahu. Actually, they are not going to the moon, but to the planet Rahu, and after reaching this planet, they come back. Apart from this discussion, the point is that a living entity has immense and unlimited desire for material enjoyment, and he has to transmigrate from one gross body to another until these desires are exhausted. No living entity is free from the cycle of birth and death unless he takes to Krishna consciousness. Therefore, in this verse, it is clearly stated, Sattvaiko Nishthe, that when one is fully absorbed in Krishna consciousness, in one stroke, he is freed of past and future mental desires. Then, by the grace of the Supreme Lord, everything becomes simultaneously manifest within the mind. In this regard, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur cites the example of Mother Yashoda's seeing the whole cosmic manifestation within the mouth of Lord Krishna. By the grace of Lord Krishna, Mother Yashoda saw all the universes and planets within the mouth of Krishna. Similarly, by the grace of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, a Krishna conscious person can see all his dormant desire at one time and finish all his future transmigrations. This facility is specially given to the devotees to make his path clear for returning home back to Godhead. Why you see things not experienced in this life is explained herein. That which we see is a future expression of the gross body or is already stocked in our mental stockpile. Because a Krishna conscious person does not have to accept a future gross body, his recorded desires are fulfilled in a dream. We therefore sometimes find things in a dream never experienced in our present life. বাংলায় তাৎপর্য করতে হবে নাকি যাবে তাৎপর্য পূর্ববর্তী শ্লোকে বিশ্লেষণ করা হয়েছে যে মনের সমস্ত বাসনাগুলি একে একে গতিবিভূত হয় কিন্তু কখনো কখনো পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের পরম ইচ্ছার প্রভাবে স্মৃতির সম্ভার একসাথে দর্শন হতে পারে ব্রহ্মসংহিতায় বলা হয়েছে পরমাণি নির্দহতি কিন্তু চ ভক্তি ভাজাম কেউ যখন পূর্ণরূপে কৃষ্ণ ভাবনায় মগ্ন হন তখন তার মানসিক বাসনার সম্ভার বা কর্মফল প্রস্ফুটিত হয়ে যায় প্রকৃতপক্ষে তার বাসনাগুলি আর স্থূল শরীররূপে ফলপ্রসূ হয় না পক্ষান্তরে তার বাসনার সম্ভার পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের কৃপায় মনের পর্দায় প্রকাশিত হয়ে নিঃশেষ হয়ে যায় এই প্রসঙ্গে বিশ্লেষণ করা হয়েছে যে চন্দ্রগ্রহণের কারণ হচ্ছে রাহু নামক একটি গ্রহ বৈদিক জ্যোতিষশাস্ত্রে রাহু নামক অদৃশ্য একটি গ্রহের অস্তিত্ব স্বীকার করা হয়েছে কখনো কখনো পূর্ণ চন্দ্রের আলোকে রাহুর উপস্থিতি প্রত্যক্ষ করা যায় তা থেকে মনে হয় যে রাহু নামক গ্রহটি চন্দ্রের কক্ষপথের নিকটে কোথাও অবস্থান করে আধুনিক চন্দ্রযাত্রীদের বিফলতার কারণ রাহু গ্রহ হতে পারে অর্থাৎ যারা চন্দ্রলোকে গিয়েছে বলে দাবি করেছে তারা প্রকৃতপক্ষে এই অদৃশ্য রাহু গ্রহে গিয়েছে চন্দ্রলোকে যাওয়ার পরিবর্তে তারা রাহু গ্রহে গিয়েছে এবং সেখান থেকে ফিরে এসেছে আসল কথা হচ্ছে যে জীবের জড়সুখ ভোগের অসংখ্য তীব্র বাসনা রয়েছে যতক্ষণ পর্যন্ত সেই বাসনার নিবৃত্তি না হচ্ছে ততক্ষণ পর্যন্ত তাকে একটি স্থূল শরীর থেকে অন্য আরেকটি স্থূল শরীরে দেহান্তরিত হতে হবে কৃষ্ণ ভক্তি পন্থা অবলম্বন না করা পর্যন্ত কোন জীবই জন্ম মৃত্যুর আবর্ত থেকে মুক্ত হতে পারে না তাই এই শ্লোকে স্পষ্টভাবে উল্লেখ করা হয়েছে সত্যৈক নিশ্চে পূর্ণরূপে কৃষ্ণ ভাবনায় মগ্ন হওয়ার ফলে এক নিমেষে অতীত ও ভবিষ্যতে সমস্ত মানসিক বাসনা থেকে মুক্ত হওয়া যায় তখন পরমেশ্বর ভগবানের কৃপায় তার মনে সবকিছু যুগপৎ প্রকাশিত হয় এই প্রসঙ্গে শ্রী বিশ্বনাথ চক্রবর্তী ঠাকুর শ্রীকৃষ্ণের মুখের ভিতর সমগ্র জগৎ দর্শন করার দৃষ্টান্তটি দিয়েছেন শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কৃপায় মা যশোদা কৃষ্ণের মুখের ভিতর সমগ্র ব্রহ্মাণ্ড এবং গ্রহ নক্ষত্রগুলি দেখতে পান। তেমনি ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণের কৃপায় ভক্ত একসঙ্গে তার সমস্ত সুপ্ত বাসনাগুলি দর্শন করতে পারেন এবং তার ফলে তার ভবিষ্যৎ দেহান্তরের সমাপ্তি হয়। এই সুযোগটি বিশেষ করে ভগবত ভক্তদের দেওয়া হয় যাতে তার প্রকৃত আলোয় ভগবত ধর্মে ফিরে যাওয়ার পথ পরিষ্কার হয়ে যায়। এই জীবনে যে অভিজ্ঞতা হয়নি সেই বিষয়ে কেন আমরা দর্শন করি তা এখানে বিশ্লেষণ করা হয়েছে। যা আমরা দর্শন করি তা হচ্ছে মনের ভাণ্ডারে সঞ্চিত স্থূল শরীরের ভবিষ্যৎ অভিব্যক্তি। যেহেতু কৃষ্ণ ভাবনাময় ব্যক্তিকে আর ভবিষ্যতে স্থূল দেহ গ্রহণ করতে হবে না, তাই তার বাসনাগুলি স্বপ্নের মাধ্যমে চরিতার্থ হয়ে নিঃশেষ হয়ে যায়। তাই আমরা কখনো কখনো স্বপ্নে এমন কিছু দর্শন করি যা আমাদের বর্তমান জীবনে কখনো অনুভব করি। এখানে ছিল প্রভুপাদের তাৎপর্য সমাপ্ত। মুখম করতি বাচনম বন্ধুর লঙ্ঘায় যে গিরিং যৎকৃপা তমহম বন্দে শ্রীগুরুদিন তারিণম পরমানন্দ মাধবম শ্রী চৈতন্যেশ্বরম। So I don't know how I'll manage both the languages together. Padupar, আসবে? আসছে না? আর কি অনুবাদ করতে পারবে না? পদ্মনাথ বাবু আছে? আমার ইংরেজিতে তো বুঝতে পারবে বাংলা যারা আছে, নাকি ইংরেজিতে বলবো? ইংরেজিতে বলি অনুবাদ করবে। যারা ইংরেজি একদম বুঝতে পারে না তো আমাদের ওনাতে বাংলাতে অনুবাদ করে দেবে গোপীকান্ত প্রভু। আপনি আপনার ওখানে চলে যান, ওখানে বাংলায় শ্রবণ করবেন, আর আমি এখন ইংরেজি ভাষায় বলব। অনুবাদ আপনি যেহেতু নাই থাকিব। Sir, there is no translator, so I speak in English because most of the people understand English here. So, in this section of Srimad Bhagavatam, very deep philosophical discussion is going on. So here, the concept of transmigration of the soul from one gross body to another gross body has been explained, and also how we can stop this process of transmigration from one body to another is also nicely explained by Narad Muni to King Prachinavadi. Somehow or other, that law of karma is very complex. It is very difficult to get out of this karmic reaction. So, nectar of devotion, Rupa Goswami explains that root cause of our all sinful desires or material desires is due to ignorance, avidya. And this karmic reaction is a cycle. It's very difficult to get out of this cycle. So from avidya or ignorance comes sinful desire or bijam. So from bijam manifests into sinful activity. And from sinful activity, we get the result of the sinful activity. And sinful reaction comes at the beginning, is called aparabdha, which is unmanifest. Then from unmanifest, it becomes parabdha, manifest. And we suffer. But this cycle continues. From unmanifest, we develop another level, that is called putam. And from putam again, we go to sinful desire. The cycle continues. It's not that I commit some sinful activity and get the reaction, business is over. No. Because our desire continues. And because of our sinful desire, we continue to commit sinful activity. That is very, very difficult part in our existence. And why? Because we have ignorance, avidya. And Prabhupada very nicely explains what is avidya, the bodily concept of life. That inherent, inbuilt, strong belief that I am this body is very, very difficult to give up. Most of the people, they identify that I am this gross body. And those who are little subtle, they believe that I am the subtle body. But it is very difficult to feel and experience that I am not this gross body and I am also not this subtle body. I am beyond this gross and subtle body and I am the spirit soul. And I am the servant of the Lord. Therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that Jeev Krishna Das ei vishwas korle to ar dukkha nai. That all our sufferings will go away if we accept that I am the servant of the Supreme Personality of God. If that thing is inbuilt in our consciousness, our business of transmigration of the soul from one body, one gross body to another gross body is finished. But it is very, very difficult to completely accept or completely absorb ourselves in the consciousness that I am the servant of the Lord. Jeev Krishna Das is very, very difficult. Because we have a very subtle element of false ego. And because of the subtle false ego, it is very, very difficult, although we practice Krishna consciousness. Jiva Goswami says that to give up the concept of profit, adoration and distinction is very, very difficult. So first I will try to explain a little bit about the complexities of karma. Then I will try to explain how we can secure ourselves in the transcendental consciousness, being the servant of the Lord, and we can be free from this cycle of birth, death, old age and disease and go back to the spiritual world. So, I will cite a good example of one modern example and one Puranic example. So, Dhritarashtra was born blind. And he had 100 sons. And all were killed in the battle of Kurukshetra. It's a little contradictory. So having 100 sons is the result of great pious activity. Unless you have great piety, it's very, very difficult to get 100 sons. But all the sons are killed. Is also the result of some sinful activity. And being born blind is not a result of pious activity, it's a result of some sinful activity in the past. So how this balance? Krishna is an expert to balance everything. So it is explained, I was finding the reference, but I could not find the reference, but I heard 50 lives before, Dhritarashtra was also a king and he killed 100 siblings of the god and he also pierced through the eyes of that god and that god also became blind. So because of that activity of Dhritarashtra, after 50 lives, he was born blind. And because he killed 100 siblings, his 100 sons were killed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Simple. But why 50 lives he had to go through? Because in order to get 100 sons, you have to have some accumulated piety. So therefore Krishna gave him 50 lives so that he can accumulate reasonable amount of piety so that he can have 100 sons. So because of his pious activities for 50 lives, he got 100 sons. But because of his sinful activity 50 lifetimes before, he was born blind and his 100 sons were killed. This is one example. Sometimes we see that certain people are doing very okay, although they are involved in so many sinful activities. But those who are very pious, they go through a lot of sufferings in their life and people get confused. Really, law of karma is happening or not? So people get confused by that. So there is a funny story that once one man was walking on the street and he saw a beautiful restaurant. In the restaurant, there is a nice quotation. One quote is there. Nice advertisement. Advertisement is that you can come in into the restaurant and you can eat as much as possible. But you don't have to pay the bill. It's a nice advertisement. But second line is written, you don't have to pay the bill, but your grandson will pay the bill. This is good. Let me eat. Let my grandson take care of my bill. So he entered with a very delighted mood. So he entered and ordered so many things and nicely enjoyed the food. So after the whole thing was over, one person came with the bill. Said, my dear sir, this is the bill. It's written there, I don't have to pay the bill. And my grandson will pay the bill. He said, yes, this is correct statement there. So why is the bill? This is not your bill, it is the bill of your grandfather. So this is law of karma. Very complex. So recently I was hearing a modern story. It's a modern life story. And it's very difficult to determine who is responsible. Sometimes you always have a blame game. He is responsible, he is responsible, he is responsible. That is the nature of this world. If something goes wrong, we like to blame somebody. If something goes right, we want to take the credit. That is the nature of the conditioned soul. I will go in that detail in the future discussion. But this story, I just like to explain to narrate a modern life and how it's very complicated. And it's very difficult to determine who is responsible. So there is a good couple, a modern couple, and they used to live in a city. And the husband was a big businessman. And because of businesses, he had to travel different cities and different countries. And because of his busy schedule in the business, he could not give any time to the wife. So, generally, wife needs some attention from the husband. This is very, very important. But somehow or other, due to business pressure, this man could not give any time to the wife. And because of continuous absence from the house, and this, because of the continuous absence, this wife did not have anything to do. Idle brain. So then, what she did? She developed a relationship with another man who stays in a next city. So whenever husband goes away, this lady used to spend time with the other man, the paramour. This is going on. But one afternoon, this man said, I am going for a business trip. I will see you again after a few days. So the husband left to the airport and this lady also locked the door of the house and also left for the other city. And somehow or other, after that lady reached the house of that man, she got a call from the husband that my flight is cancelled, I am coming back. So now the lady is in difficulty. Because to come from that city to this city takes time. And he she will be caught, what he is doing. And there is another interesting principle was there between the relationship of that lady and the paramour, that he said, I can have only loving relationship, but there will not be any exchange of money. We will not talk about money amongst ourselves, only pure, unalloyed love. No money exchange. So they agreed, no problem, lady said, no, no money. So as soon as she got the call, she wanted to come back. It's evening time, but that day it was heavy rain. And the two cities were connected by a bridge. And that river was there, and because of the heavy rain, the river was overflowing. And if water comes onto the bridge also, it's very difficult, very risky to cross the bridge. So then what to do? That lady came by the car, other side of the bridge, other side of the river, and very risky to cross. Then she was thinking, I have to cross by boat. Then she approached the boatman. There was a boat there. And she approached the boatman. So, my dear boatman, please take me to the other side of the river. I have some emergency. I cannot cross by car. She said, okay, I can take you, but lot of money has to be given. Because it's very risky. Said, she searched the pocket. Not so much money. So, what to do? She went back to that man to get the money. So she went to that person, said, please give me some money to help. But he said, we had a condition. No exchange of money. So I will not give you any money. Then with sad heart, she again came back. What to do? Her husband is coming to the house. She has to reach the house. What she did? She took the risk and drove the car, and the car was, by the flow of the waves, entered into the river and she was dead. This is the story. It looks like a modern Hindi movie story or English movie story. But now, by this story, it is very difficult to determine who is responsible for her death. So generally when I give seminar, I have an open discussion. So different people give different reasons. Who is responsible? We can go in different direction to establish who is responsible for her death. This is complexity of the laws of karma of this spiritual world. Very complex. Therefore, Prabhupada said, please stop this business of karma. Try to surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. Then all these reactions, all this complexity of our life will be fixed. So therefore Prabhupada in the purport also explaining that we can be free from the cycle of birth and death only if we surrender unto the Supreme Personality of God. And Krishna has also said in Bhagavad Gita, Jijatamam Prabhupada Tansatama Bhajamam, he has said that. But he also said, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamitam Saranam Bhaja Ahantam Sarva Papyabha Maksushami Masujaha. So this process of surrender to the Lord is the only way to be free from the sinful reactions or pious reaction. Because any reaction, whether it is pious or sinful, is binding us in this material world. So Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, we perform karma, we perform vikarma, and we also perform akarma. Karma and vikarma, pious activities and sinful activities, are binding us in this material world. But akarma, pure devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, can only free us from this cycle of birth and death. So here, in the translation, it is said that we have to, Krishna consciousness means constantly associating with the Supreme Personality of Godhead in such a mental state. So that is the principle of Rupa Goswami has given in Nectar of Devotion. The perfection of our spiritual life is to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. That is the essence of all the religious principles. If that is not established, all the rules and regulations of our spiritual life has no meaning. So remembering Krishna all the time, man mana bhava, Krishna has also said, that is the secret of our success. Because remembrance, the storehouse of the mind, is the future of our life. What we are thinking. So generally, what is the state of our mind can be judged on a regular basis. When we close our eyes before we go to sleep, or when we relax and close our eyes, what comes to my mind? Because that is the time remembrance comes of those things for which you are strongly attached. The reflection in the mind will come from the attachments. So what kind of attachments we have in our mind will be reflected in our mind. And that will be the future life. Because whatever is in the subtle form will manifest into gross form. So Prabhupada is giving a nice example in the purport that devotees may see something of the future also. Because whatever we have done in the past comes into our present life. And whatever we do now will result into our future life. It's like a junction. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, both the past and also the future will manifest at the same time in the consciousness of a sincere devotee. And we go through that experience without taking a gross body. That is the benediction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So merciful He is. So because we desire so many things now, and because of this desire, Prabhupada said, we are forming future gross body. Because according to our consciousness now, we will get a future body. So therefore, what we are thinking is very, very important. What we are doing is also important. But what we are thinking in our consciousness, that will determine our future gross body. So when, in our subtle form, when we always think of Krishna, then we will get a spiritual body. That is a secret. And that is called Sarupa Siddhi. Sarupa Siddhi means when your remembrance, now our remembrance is not continuous. Sometimes you remember Krishna, sometimes you don't remember Krishna. It's not a continuous flow of remembrance. But when our remembrance of Krishna is undisturbed and flows continuously, that is called Samadhi. And at that state, we experience our spiritual form. And that is the perfection of our life. Just like, because we are desiring so many things, our gross body is formed. But if we are always Krishna conscious and always spiritual in our consciousness, we also develop our spiritual body within. So that is a science. So therefore, Krishna consciousness is a scientific process. So art of remembering Krishna, that is the goal of our life. How to remember Krishna all the time? But problem is, our heart is filled up with so many desires. So when we see the Supreme Personality of Godhead, generally the eyes are compared to the lens of a camera. Our whole body system is like a camera. And the eyes are two lenses. And the heart is like the, what is it called? It's memory card. Digital camera nowadays. So digital camera, memory card. I don't know how much GB you have, but somehow, because of desire of so many lifetimes, our memory card is filled with material impressions. So when the card, memory card is filled, with the camera you can take many pictures, but picture will not come, will not load in the memory card, because card is full. So therefore, when we come to the temple, when we involve ourselves in Krishna consciousness, if our heart is filled up with material impressions, it is very, very difficult to take the picture of spiritual images. So therefore, instead of seeing the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said, try to see the Lord through ears. That is very, very important. Hearing. Because through hearing, that memory card, which is fully loaded, can be unloaded. Just like when memory card is fully loaded, we insert it in the computer and unload it, then it is again ready to take pictures. But we don't have any computer of our heart. So the process of reducing the load of material impression is hearing from the realized soul. And what is the advantage of hearing from the realized soul? Anybody can speak and hear. That impact is there. But when a pure devotee speaks, he speaks from the heart. But we speak from our brain. As soon as class is there, we have which verse, which note, what Prabhupada spoke, we take notes. We speak from our intellect. But the pure devotee, Dipa Gyan, Dite Prakashan, the transcendental knowledge is manifested in the heart. When Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita, we don't hear that day before, Krishna is preparing, I have to speak 700 slokas tomorrow. For one sloka we prepare so much. But Krishna never prepared 700 slokas, he spoke. Continuous flow. Because that is continuous flow of knowledge. In the same way, when the pure devotee speaks, that is a natural flow from the heart. And as Lord is residing within the heart of a pure devotee, but people may think, no, 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 Lord is also residing in the heart of a non-devotee also. Paramatma. But there is a difference between Lord residing in the heart of a non-devotee and the Lord residing in the heart of a devotee. What is the difference? The difference is, when the Lord resides in the heart of a non-devotee, He resides as Paramatma. And Paramatma is very active. Anumanta and Upadrashta. He sanctions all the desires of the living entity and he becomes a witness of all of our activities. So he is active. So where do we become active? Very active in the office. Right? So the heart of a non-devotee is the office of Krishna. But Krishna is saying, Govinda Vishram, I take rest in the heart of a pure devotee. So when you become very tired in the office, you go to your home and relax. So Krishna, when he becomes tired doing his activity, he takes rest. And the resting place is the heart of a pure devotee. So why a pure devotee speaks? Third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam explains that because he is speaking from the heart, the transcendental sound vibration carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. It is not an ordinary sound vibration. So there is a difference. The realized soul speaks or somebody else speaks. Because the realized soul, whatever he is speaking, is realized in his life. So that has a strong impact in our life. Because he is speaking from the heart. And that transcendental sound vibration carries the aroma of the dust of the lotus feet of Krishna. When that enters into the heart of a sincere listener, then Krishna is transferred from the heart of that speaker to the listener. And that is the only way we can clear our heart. and establish Krishna in our heart. So therefore, sincere hearing, that's why Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam. The remembering Krishna begins with hearing. We cannot remember one day, we wake up in the morning and only remember Krishna. Doesn't happen. It's not an automatic process. Just like to remember the material life, you don't have to try. Even if you don't want, thinking comes. Why? Because we have chanted and heard of this material life for so many lifetimes. Too much chanting and hearing. So therefore, automatic remembrance is there in the heart. But remembrance of Krishna is very, very difficult. You have to struggle. Sadhana bhakti is a struggle. What is the struggle? Struggle to remember Krishna. Why are you struggling? Because we don't have any taste. We don't have any attachment for Krishna. So therefore, sadhana bhakti is the process by which we should one day develop a natural attraction for Krishna. When you have taste and attraction for Krishna, ruchi and asakti, then automatically remembrance will come. So therefore, Prabhupada has said, quickly, we should finish our business of anartha nivritti. Because as long as anartha will be there in the heart, the spiritual life will be a struggle. And all this talk, Prabhupada has said, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Krishna has said in Bhagavad Gita, the susukam kattum abhayam, devotional service is joyfully performed. That cannot be experienced. Because we have anarthas, unwanted desire in our heart. So Prabhupada has said, quickly finish this business of unwanted desire in the heart. Then you can experience the joy of Krishna consciousness. And another place I have heard, that experience of spiritual life, Mahaprabhu has said that Anandopati Vardhanam Pati Padam Purnam Tashadanam. It's like a nectar flowing, and at every step it is increasing. But we are not experiencing that, at least me and most of the struggling sadhakas, not experiencing that. Why? Because we have something to achieve in this world. Achievement and experience, we have come here in this ISKCON movement to experience love of God. It's an experience. It's nothing to achieve. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sarthaka Gunaya. It's nothing to achieve. Shobhanadi Siddha Jitte Karho Udaya. It has to manifest that experience. But that experience of spiritual love will only manifest when we stop the business of achieving something in this world. As long as we have something to achieve in this world, it is very, very difficult to experience love of God. Is contradictory. So therefore, if I have to achieve something in this world, then I have to continue my journey in this world. But when I say no, stop, then experience will begin. But we have to say one day no to material desires. But just like a fan is moving, but if you put it off, doesn't mean immediately it will stop. But it will stop one day because you have switched it off. But if you don't switch it off, you don't expect, fan will stop automatically. So Prabhupada said two kinds of pure devotees, green mango, ripened mango. So those who are already free from material desire, they are pure devotees. But those who have also put it off, they are also pure devotees because they are in the proper consciousness that I don't want anything in this world. No achievements, I don't want to achieve anything. So in that consciousness, remembrance of Krishna becomes very easy and we can become Krishna conscious and all our services can be very joyfully performed. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Srila Prabhupada ki, I took 5 minutes more, sorry for that. So any question we'll take, those who have time factor, they can go. If somebody can ask, has some question, they can ask, we can discuss for another 3-4 minutes.
Thank you, Shabbat. During the course of your lecture, you may mention that our next gross body is as a result of the sum total of our thoughts. And in other references, we're made to understand that the only good thing about, or one of the good things about Kali Yuga is that our thoughts are not taken into account, that our activities count more. Now, if I try to sum, like reconcile these two statements, using myself as a personal example, I can find myself engaging physically in spiritual activities, but my mind is not there. So does it mean that for such a person, that at the end of your life, all your activities do not really matter, it's just the thoughts that determine the next gross body?
Both the statements are correct. In Kali Yuga, if you think something bad, sinful, you don't have to go through sinful reaction. But if you think something good, you get the good result. But that is one side. But thinking is not the final stage in our life. There are four stages. After you think, the next stage is feel. Thinking, then feeling. Then when you start thinking and feeling something else, then you will be willing to do that activity also. Then willing, then you definitely indulge in that activity. That's why Krishna has said, you are doing something, but inside you are doing something else, then you are hypocrite. Krishna has said. But it doesn't mean we don't have the material desire, but we have to be very, very sincere in our consciousness that I don't want to satisfy my material desire. A sadhaka, sincere sadhaka, the thinking will come, but he stops at the thinking level only. Smash it. Just like this whole ether is satisfied with material desire. The whole material existence is full of material desire. But a sincere sadhaka stops the business at the level of thinking itself. Just like the water, the river water goes to the ocean. Krishna gives the example also in Bhagavad Gita. But ocean is not disturbed by that. It comes and goes, comes and goes. But if you, from thinking, you start feeling, then problem. And your next body is not determined by your activity. Your next body is determined by your consciousness in your subtle body. You are chanting, but the mood of chanting is different, then you get a different result. Aparajuktanam, offensive chanting will give you material benefit. Same chanting. Someone is chanting with material benefit, with a desire, then you get material benefit. Offensive chanting. Then you are chanting at the level of Namabhas, then you get liberation. But someone who is chanting without any offensive mentality, without any namabhas, with a pure state of mind, will get love of God. Same chanting. Different results. Why? Different level of consciousness. So activities are very powerful. But out of this, there are two kinds of bhakti. One is called sarupasiddha bhakti and arupasiddha bhakti. Just like chanting of the holy name itself is a bhakti. Hearing Srimad Bhagavatam itself is a bhakti. But cooking is not bhakti. But when you cook for Krishna, then it is bhakti. Plucking flowers is a bhakti. When you pluck flowers for Krishna, it becomes bhakti. Constructing buildings is a bhakti. But when you construct building for the Lord, it becomes bhakti. Right? It's consciousness. But at a pure state, there is a siddha state and sadhaka state. Prabhupada said in the sadhaka state, arupasiddha bhakti and sarupasiddha bhakti, there should be a balance. If you do only activity and no chanting and hearing, you will have a problem in your life. And at the same time, if you only do chanting and hearing and don't do any activity, you will have a problem in life. That's why Prabhupada has given a package of both. But for Prabhupada, constructing temple, chanting of the holy name, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, writing Srimad Bhagavatam, same. Because it is a Siddha. We cannot imitate those people. That's why Prabhupada has given a package, you have to follow. Why you have to chant and hear? Because after chanting and hearing in the morning, then when you do the activity, our consciousness will be Krishna consciousness. But if you, from the morning itself, you start activity, no chanting and hearing, by the process of time, it will become a karma. Because there is no consciousness in that, for pleasing Krishna. Devotion is a mood, it is not the activity. Bhavakrahi Janatan, Krishna accepts the mood. Depending on the level of mood, we get the results. But whatever, whether we don't have mood or have mood, we will have the result. Krishna is merciful. But what kind of result is up to Krishna. Okay? Huh? Bangla? Bolo tatra.
একাদশী তিথিতে একজন ভক্ত একাদশী করছেন না, কিন্তু উনি আমার লক্ষ্মী নৃসিংহদেবের খুব ভক্ত, ওনার সঙ্গ করা কি উচিত? মানে
ক্লাসের ভিত্তিতে প্রশ্ন করুন, অন্য প্রশ্ন হলে আলাদা হয়ে করবেন, ঠিক আছে? ক্লাসে যেটা আলোচনা হলো সেই বিষয়ে আলোচনা প্রশ্ন করুন।
তাহলে হচ্ছে একজন পতিব্রতা নারী কি কি গুণ থাকার জন্য
এটা নিয়ে আলোচনা হয়েছে এখানে? যেটা আলোচনা হয়েছে সেটা ভিত্তিতে প্রশ্ন করুন, আপনার যদি কোনো ব্যক্তিগত প্রশ্ন থাকে অন্য সময় করবেন, ঠিক আছে?
Hare
Krishna. You have any other question? Yes, sir. Mike.
Very nice class. Thank you very much, Prabhu. I need a point of clarification. I'm not sure I understand the one point that you made regarding giving a class. You made a point of studying, it's like intellectual presentation of class, and for a pure devotee, the knowledge comes directly from the heart. It's a flow from the heart. Was that correct or not?
Yes, that's what.
So it's possible. So the point of clarification I need is that many of us who are not pure devotees give class, and you know, just to have it a flow from the heart, you know, if the purity is not there, sometimes study is required. And to serve as the messenger, the postman. So, you know, like for myself, I'm certainly not a pure devotee, and I certainly study so that the presentation, I feel, you know, is a good presentation. So, you know, with I'm a little confused about the intellectual presentation as opposed to the pure presentation.
So that is clear, actually. Just like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said, he said in Bengali, he said, Bhagavata dara prachara bhaina. The preacher is not an orator. So, by giving nice lecture, is not the qualification of a good preacher. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur has said. There are so many people who give so many wonderful lectures, much better than Prabhupada. If you go into intellectual level. But they did not become so much successful to change the heart of the people. Why? Because you can be convinced intellectually. But to transform the heart, you have to touch the heart. That's why when pure devotee speaks, he touches the heart of the people. That's the difference. See, when we speak, generally, you are giving your example, not you, most of us speak from intellectual platform. That's why the impact Prabhupada had on the audience. We should not expect that kind of impact on the audience when you speak. There is nothing wrong because we are sadhakas. We are not siddhas, we are not pure devotees of the Lord. We have to prepare. And it doesn't mean when a pure devotee speaks, he does not prepare. He also prepares. But when he speaks, he speaks from his realization. That impact is more. But there is nothing wrong preparing and speaking. And you can speak again and again. When you speak the same thing again and again, you get realized. Then, from intellectual level, you speak from the heart. Because you have spoken so many times, then we start believing that from the heart. When we start believing in the heart, then when you speak, the same speech what we spoke before would have a better impact on the audience. Because whatever you are speaking now, with much more conviction, because we have realized it. So there is a difference in the impact. So more we get realized in our spiritual life, the impact of preaching will be more. That's why Gopada said, purity is the force. He never said, intellectual presentation is the force of a preacher. He said, purity is the force. But he also said, books are the basis. We cannot be pure unless we have a strong basis. So when we lay our foundation on the basis of our first books, then also we will become pure one day. So it's nothing to be discouraged or nothing to be confused. But we are in a journey, we are sadhakas, and through our sincere practice of sadhana bhakti, preaching is also a part of sadhana bhakti. So we will get purified. So, but there is a difference in the level. An impact also is different. And we have seen that. Those are Prabhupada disciples, they have seen when Prabhupada spoke. The impact was different. When we speak, the impact is different. Prabhupada spoke very simple. But the impact was tremendous. But we speak so many things so nicely, impact is less. That's the difference. Okay, Prabhupada. Last question, so you're getting late. Give the mic to him. This is the last question. Okay.
So in your explanation, you were giving a story, it's a comment actually, and then I have a question. You're giving the story of like, restaurant where you have to, a person has to pay the bill of the previous that, I wanted to just let you know that actually such a restaurant actually it does exist in Berkeley, where you have to pay the bill not of the cantor but the previous person who paid the bill.
Okay, good.
So you have to come in, it's called the karmic, it's called the karmic vegetarian restaurant. So it just exists. So
I'm not telling something out of the world. Yeah. I'm speaking from the world. Okay, good. Thank you so much.
My question actually is about the main part of the purport that you mentioned was like, the way we should see the world is through the way Krishna sees the spiritual world, right? We should get the same abilities to, and you're saying the science through which you get the ability also. But in your whole science, you probably missed the point. You probably did not explain that fact about like the person going to this dark matter to Rahu, something like that.
I didn't touch because it's a very controversial topic. So Prabhupada was very clear that nobody went to the moon, but during Prabhupada's time somebody left the movement by hearing that. So I don't want that anybody leave the movement by hearing me. So Prabhupada spoke very strongly, nobody went to the moon, but in this purport is telling they might have gone to Rahu. That came back from Rahu. Because to go to the moon is a heavenly planet, you need pious credit. It's like an effort of Ravana. So Ravana wanted to go to the heavenly planet by building staircase from here. By building staircase, by mechanical means, we cannot go to the heavenly planet. We have to cultivate more of goodness and we have to create piety in our life. So our piety, we can go to the heavenly planet. By our mechanical devices, it's not possible to go to the heavenly planet. That is the verdict of Prabhupada. Okay?
So you were saying there's a danger of people misunderstanding
the
information, right?
Not danger, but people, there are such people that think differently. So,
yeah.
So very clearly explained, nothing to explain more than that. Prabhupada is very clear. They went to Rahu, most probably. If they have gone to some places, they have maximum they could have gone to Rahu and came back. They never went to moon. Okay? There is a question from online. Archana from Calcutta. How can we understand in this lifetime the bad and good fruitive activities of our previous karma is over? So we can understand when we always remember Krishna, then we can understand that all our reactions are over. But if you don't remember Krishna all the time, still reactions are going on in our life. This is the proof. When we naturally remember all the time Krishna, then we have to understand that all the reactions of our material existence are exhausted by the grace of the Lord and His dear devotees. Hare Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki Antarāśrīmad Bhāgavatam ki Kṛtai Gaura Prema Ānande Hare Hare Gaura.